USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. People in Los Angeles County are assessing the damage after a rare twister touched down Wednesday afternoon. This teenager at Vail High School was in class when it touched down in the city of Montebello.
The teachers opened the door and then we just saw like the rain. Like there's like a lot of wind in the rain.
At least one person is injured. Five structures are impacted. Urban search and rescue teams remained on the ground while that child was in class. A New York City grand jury hearing former President Trump's hush money payment case will meet Thursday. Reports say that's the plan after Wednesday's session was canceled. The investigation centers around alleged payments Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to cover up an alleged affair. Tricky part for prosecutors is proving Cohen's case that he was acting under implied orders from Trump. Cohen says the money he used for Stormy Daniels was also reimbursed by the former president before the 2016 election. The White House is not responding to allegations that members of President Biden's family received payments indirectly from a Chinese company.
I'm just not going to respond to that from here.
Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said House Republicans have been lying for years on the issue. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee issued a memo last week claiming members of Biden's family received just over $1 million toward the end of the Obama administration. A not too surprising announcement from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday.
Interest rates are going up again.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 4.75% to 5%.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who added,
"The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy."
Powell did go on to say the nation's banking system is sound and resilient. I'm John Schaefer.
Stocks slumped on the news. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Police are searching for a student that allegedly shot two faculty members at a Denver high school.
As part of a safety plan, they were undergoing a search. During that search, obviously a weapon was retrieved, a handgun was retrieved, and several shots were fired, striking those two individuals.
Police Chief Ron Thomas says the incident happened Wednesday morning at East High School. He says the two victims were taken to an area hospital. One's in surgery, the other stable. Police say the student suspect was supposed to be searched every day before entering the school due to past behavior issues, and that's a quote. During the search on Wednesday, they say he pulled out a gun and started firing. President Biden will be heading north of the border this week. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Biden will be heading to Canada's capital.
The president will participate in a bilateral meeting, of course, with Prime Minister Trudeau, during which he will absolutely reaffirm the United States' enduring commitment to this U.S.-Canada partnership.
The two are expected to discuss support for Ukraine during Russia's invasion, the situation in Haiti, clean energy, supply chains, and modernizing NORAD. Rick and Morty co-creator Justin Roiland is being cleared of domestic violence charges. He was charged in California in 2020 with one felony count of domestic battery. Taking to Twitter following the charges being dropped, Roiland said he was thankful. Adult Swim cut ties with him following the charges, as well as Hulu, where he executive produced multiple shows. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.